And we're live. Welcome to Open Mat. I'm going to take a whole different route. I want to talk about little things that, they're pretty much idiotic, stupid, nonsensical, but they're funny. And they're funny to me. Funny in a way that... That is true, I guess. But at the same time, it's kind of, scary. And God knows what's going to happen in the next 5-10 years. So one of the things that I wanted to talk about today is cancel culture. Cancel. Everything cancel, right? I'm grateful and I'm thankful, that I was pretty much, I grew up in the 90s. I'm a 90s kid, 90s little. I was raised in the 90s. I grew up in the 90s. The technology wasn't super advanced like it is today, obviously. We had cell phones, but nothing compared to what we have now. I mean, fuck, man, I'm making a podcast right now through my phone. I don't have to go to the studio and, record myself, and hopefully a radio station can air my shit. Can't do that. And growing up in the 90s, especially all the generation of my generation, the 90s generation, we have a little bit of a sense of humor. We just laugh and joke about whatever we wanted to joke about, and we didn't find anything being remotely cancelable, like The Simpsons. Now The Simpsons being canceled because of Apu. It's not, the voice of Apu is not an actual native of India. Dr. Hibber, he's not a real black guy playing his voice. Jesus Christ, just those two examples should tell you everything, what direction we're going to. It's ridiculous. Dr. Seuss book is being canceled because sensitive pictures. I don't know, man. A cartoon, a character from Looney Tunes got canceled. What is his name? He's a skunk. He's in love with the cat. Pepe Le Pew, I think his name is. I'm not sure. But anyways, he's canceled too because he's promoting or encouraging rape culture. If we're gonna go on this route, might as well just cancel everything, right? Just cancel everything. Cancel the Starbucks logo because portrait of a Asian person, right? So just cancel everything. This is fucking ridiculous. Just cancel everything you can possibly think of. Everything is cancelable, Robert Downey Jr. is canceled because he played in that movie, Tropic Thunder. He played a blackface. Cancel. Ben Stiller, he played a retarded person in that movie. Cancel. Tom Hanks played a retarded person as well. Cancel. What else? Trying to think. Arnold, he played Mr. Freeze. Batman, he wasn't the real Mr. Freeze, right? Cancel. All the Batman characters, cancel, because they were not real Batman. They were not Bruce Wayne. They were, actors playing them. So Superman, cancel, because he's not the real Superman. Spider-Man, not the real Superman. Not the real Spider-Man, cancel. So, yeah, everything is canceled. Fuck it. If it's not who you are, if you're gonna play a role that is not who you really are, then don't play him. Don't play. I'm Hispanic. If I get a role, let's say I'm acting, and I get a role to play an Italian person or Arabic person, or fuck a white person, I'm just gonna say no. No, 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 because that's not who I am. It's not true to myself. You know the stupid fucking quotes, right? True to yourself. Shut the fuck up. True to you, shut the fuck up. Anyways. Everything is canceled. Might as fucking well, right? And let's not have anything remote anymore. Any no more cultural fucking shit. You know, all those. You know what? What else is canceled? Chinese food. Chinese food is canceled. Mexican food is canceled. Italian food is canceled. All those, because if they're not made by the real person from China or Italy or Mexican, then cancel. Fuck it. Cancel them. Like el Doritos. Let's see what else. Taco Bell. I mean, it's not real. It's not tacos. It's a hard shell tacos, but that's not the real authentic Mexican stuff. It's just like a fast food chain. Fast food, right? Cancel. Cancel those motherfuckers. Fuck it. That's the road that everybody wants to fucking go through. And fuck it, cancel everything. South Park, cancel. Fucking Futurama, cancel. Family Guy, cancel. Cleveland, I think he already got canceled anyways. Another fucking cartoon. This is we're going in a dangerous fucking road. We really are. We're canceling everything based on race, based on not knowing, based on stupidity and idiotic, George Washington got canceled, or Barack Obama got canceled the other day because he was the president during the time that people got deported. So in that case, all the presidents from Joe Biden all the way down to the first one, which is George Washington, they all should be canceled then. Fuck it. If you're a baby, from the time you open your eyes and you cry, roughly to the time you're 1.5, you're canceled. So from one and a half to now, you're already canceled. So by the time you were born all the way to 1.5, you're not canceled. You're pure as the snow, right? Because think about this: a one-year-old, a one-and-a-half-year-old to 2-year-old, they could be cancelable. If you think about this, right? If you want to play these fucking stupid games, you know, they could be cancelable. And you ask why, how, why? They're small. They're not racist or bigots or transphobic or anything that has phobic in the end. Well, technically they are, because they can identify who is the mom. That means they're being sex phobic, right? Because they go into the mom instead of the dad, or instead of the uncle, or instead of the aunt. If they're gonna have strong choices on toys, you know, a truck or a Barbie, then that means they're being transphobic, you know. They can even be sexist. You know, those little bastards can be sexist too. So fuck it, cancel them. If you're 2 years old, you're canceled. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to. Don't give me any explanations. I don't want to hear any. No, you're canceled. I'm canceled. My 3-year old. Well, she's gonna be 4. She's fucking canceled. My little one, which is gonna be 2, canceled. Especially her. She's canceled. She goes and chooses her mom more than me. That's being sexist. Fuck her. Canceled. See how stupid do you notice how stupid I sound? And that's just me being fucking around and playing, saying these stupid things. But people actually believe this. People actually consider these things. There's shit online that saying that you had to teach your child about race. You have to explain to them about race. You have to explain to them about not to be racist. You have to explain to them about all this stupid shit that kids do not care. They don't care. They just don't. It's like me trying to explain to my soon-to-be four and my soon-to-be 2 year old about race. They're just gonna look at me and be like, "Oh, okay. Oh, okay, papi. Okay. Let's go play hide and seek. Let's go outside. Let's play monster or some shit. I don't know. Whatever they wanna play. Where's my cat? I want to play with my cat. Oh, where's my tablet? We got her a fucking tablet. The biggest mistake in our lives. Kids don't give a fuck. If you're gonna, it's an idiotic thing that now you want, there's programs out there that they want you as a parent to teach your kids about race, or they want to teach that in school, that you know, America or whatever town you're from is systematically racist and shit, and you have to understand this, we have to teach these things to you. It's idiotic. Kids do not know about race. They don't care. They might distinguish colors. Like, oh, look, he's black. Oh, look, he's super white. Oh, look at that, gray hair. Oh, wow, look, yellow. Oh, wow, look, why are her eyes like that? They're just kids. Kids don't fucking know anything. They don't. My oldest, she points out everything. We went to a tire place. It's a true story. We went to a tire place. And it was, it was kind of sketchy because it was on a Sunday. It was the only tire place that I could find that was open. And I had to go because the tire, was low and it's a family car. So I got to be on top of it. So we went. And the guy was pretty cool, the guy just parked, when we're ready, we'll get to you. So I was like, all right, I don't want to be inside the car. It's kind of hot. Let's just be outside. So my oldest wanted to come with me. She was like, oh, can I come with you? I was like, no, I'm just going to put the tires. Like, oh my God, please. My wife's like, playing the fucking guild card. Come on, just take her. She wants to go with you so bad. So I was like, all right. So I ended up taking it. We went to a tire place. We're outside. I don't want to be inside. I don't want to have the AC on running and shit. So, you know what? It's kind of hot. Let's just go outside and chill. When it's ready, they'll fucking get us. There was a fucking guy passed out one of the tires. Just the tire was on the floor. And he was just sitting on the tire. And he was passed out. I don't know if he was drugged out or drunk or God knows what. But he was passed out. So I thought he was. But he was just, chilling. Either he was just chilling with his eyes closed or he was drugged out. Well, my daughter straight out pointing at him. He was like, what's wrong with him? What is he doing? Why is he sitting there? And I had to be like, okay, well, he's working. He's just taking a little break. But why? Why is he taking a break? Well, because when, anybody that has kids, they have, follow-ups. Follow up questions non-stop. So she was asking me all these stupid questions, and I just kept saying, oh, well, they're working. They're doing this. Oh, they're, I just gotta make it nice and sweet and cut so I can just direct it to a different subject. But she would keep asking me why? What's wrong with his face? Why is he there? Why is he sitting down? Why is he asleep? Is he working? What's wrong with him? Why is he there? What is he doing? Over and over and over. Cancel! She was pointing out things that she shouldn't have, right? Cancel, fucker. Telling you. Once you pass 2 years old, you're canceled because you're going to be a bigot, a sexist, racially profiling, racist. You're going to be, you know, everything. Until by the time you hit 45 and you're woke. I'm telling you. You know, and I hold myself back into a lot of stuff. I was like, you know, fuck it. It doesn't bother me. You know, I don't want to put too much sense into it. I really don't want to. You know what? If I don't get it out somehow, some way, it's just going to eat me up inside. This is stupid. It's stupid, the times we're living in. And this is the shit that I'm going to leave my two kids in. Because I grew up in the 90s. None of this shit was fucking popping. None of this shit had nothing to do with us. I don't subscribe to none of this shit. And I'm not going to imply it to my kids. Because it's stupid. It's idiotic. It does not make any sense. Watching a cartoon and pinpointing little details to cancel it is a waste of time. It means you got nothing going for yourself. Going back to Twitter and going, like, you know, back 2011 and Kevin Hart got canceled. Okay, what the fuck is this? It makes no sense. So, yeah. There's a lot of shit online that, you know, cancel culture is not real. And this, oh yeah, it's pretty real, man. They're canceling everything. And it's not scary to me because I just don't give a fuck. I just don't care. But what I do care is because of my kids. My kids are going to be on, they're going to be dealing with this for the next 25, 30, 40 years. By then, God knows where I'm going to be. I don't even know. So, it's scary for them. And, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, it doesn't go more to the extreme, or more extreme than it already has. Because if it does, I'm telling you, once you hit 2 years old, once your kid hits the age of 2, cancel. Cancel. And I might be canceled after this. So, if you don't see my page, even though I didn't have a lot of traffic anyways, then it was a good run. With that, all I gotta say, it was damn good show. Shout out to the Hosh Twins. I'm out!